This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1909, recorded on Thursday, the 2nd of June, 2016. Call us on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We always like hearing from you. This part of Chatterbox is read by Dorothy Sneasby
and Don Cleaver.
On part one of Chatterbox, in addition to the news, we have letters from the evening news and a feature, which this week introduces Norwich's own Florence Nightingale. We start this week with stories about Norfolk Health Services and about a controversial proposal to close Prince of Wales Road. These stories lead to immediate response from evening news readers. More than 1,300 patients arriving at the Norfolk and Norwich and Cromer hospitals were told their procedures had been cancelled. One in five cancer patients at Norfolk hospitals had to wait longer than the national standards for treatment allowed for. There are further cuts expected in social care in Norfolk as council and health leaders are locked in talks. And it is being proposed that Prince of Wales Road becomes a no-go zone for cars. First, the cancelled hospital procedures.
Increasing numbers of patients needing urgent treatment has contributed to a rise of non-emergency operations being cancelled at Norwich's biggest hospital. More than 1,300 patients arriving at the Norfolk and Norwich and Cromer hospitals were told their procedures had been scrapped, new figures show. Hospital chiefs said an increase in emergency payment patients meant there were fewer beds available, meaning people scheduled for elective operations, such as hernias and cataracts, have nowhere to recover, and so the operation has to be cancelled. By far the highest number of such operations cancelled across Norfolk in 2015-16 was at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital NHS Foundation Trust, which runs the N&N Cromer Hospitals. Commenting on the increase of cancelled operations, the N&N spokesman said, "We always try to avoid cancelling operations as we recognise the impact on patients and their families. When we are experiencing high levels of emergency demand, we are more likely to cancel operations. If our beds are occupied by patients admitted as an emergency, they cannot be used for patients undergoing elective surgery." The figures also reveal that nearly one in five patients at the hospital trust did not have their operation within 28 days of the first cancellation, which is a breach of the NHS constitution. The issue has been a particular problem at the N&N. The spokesman added staff were working closely with community and social care partners to reduce the number of so-called bed blockers, patients medically fit for discharge.
Around one in five cancer patients at Norfolk's three acute hospitals waited longer than national standards for treatment, new figures show. It comes just a year after health bosses made the issue a key priority. Yet, 12 months on, barely any improvements have been made. Hospitals are expected to treat 85% of patients within 62 days of referral. In 2015-16, 19.8% waited longer, a marginal reduction from the 20.1% the year before. Improving the cancer waiting time was a key aim for NNN managers, yet the Health Trust missed its target for the second time in a row. Surgical Operational Director Joe Sedgeby said it was consistently meeting a two-week wait target where cancer is suspected, and reasons for missing the 85% target included more referrals and the fact the hospital was working at full capacity. She said, "Action designed to make progress towards meeting the target in 2016-17 included additional CT scanning capacity, expanding the workforce to deal with the rise in demand, detailed demand and capacity analysis for all services, and prioritising cancer patients above other patient groups.
Further cuts could be made to social care as Norfolk's council and health leaders are locked in talks over an emergency £7 million funding gap. Negotiations are ongoing between representatives from the county's five clinical commissioning groups, CCGs, and Norfolk County Council, after the CCGs decided against making discretionary payments to a special fund. It means the county's already squeezed social care budget could see further cuts, impacting on residents who rely on support services. The issue arose when the five CCGs, Norwich, South Norfolk, West Norfolk, North Norfolk and Great Yarmouth and Waveney, all decided against making discretionary payments to the community's Better Care Fund. Set up in April 2015, the Better Care Fund is a pot of money which is spent on integrating health and social care services, a key aim for the government, which is funded jointly by the CCGs and Norfolk County Council. Last year, the CCGs provided more than £50 million to the fund, of which around £7 million was a non-compulsory payment made in a bid to reduce unplanned hospital admissions. This year, the CCGs, which combined have to deliver savings of more than £50 million, have told council chiefs they cannot afford to fund the £7 million payment, putting services under threat. It means the county is one of only a handful in England that has not completed its Better Care Fund plan, which was supposed to have been signed off on May the 3rd. If a deal to address the shortfall cannot be agreed, then Department of Health officials would have to step in.
The next traffic shake-up in Norwich's road network could see Prince of Wales Road becoming a no-go zone for cars. The move has been made possible following the opening of the new multi-storey car park at Rose Lane, along which traffic would be diverted between Riverside and the city centre. Proposals to extend the bus route from St Stephen's Street along Prince of Wales Road have been in the Norwich Area Transport Strategy since 2013, and current plans would see it returned to a two-way system with only buses, taxis and cyclists allowed. The recent changes around Golden Ball Street will be assessed before putting the idea out to public consultation. Cars could be barred from the Prince of Wales Road within 2 years as the opening of a new multi-storey car park has paved the way to make the route pedestrian friendly. The vision for city traffic took its latest step forward this week as Norwich City Council opened the 595-space Rose Lane facility, which will unlock further changes to the road network.
It was full steam ahead for the Nook appeal at Eaton Park, as the miniature railway helped keep the appeal on track with a day of fundraising. And unfavourable weather conditions could not derail the fun, as families braved the drizzle to raise money for East Anglia's children's hospices, each. The day was organised by the Norwich and District Society of Model Engineers, N&DSME, which operates the Eaton Park Miniature Railway. Between 1pm and 5pm, special trains were running, with proceeds going towards each's vision for a new hospice in Framlingham Earl. John Peterson, N&DSME Club Chairman, said, "Following the successful first Each Day last year, we were pleased to repeat the day again for 2016. We always enjoy these special days at the railway, and we know park visitors do too." Carol Plunkett, Each Norfolk fundraising manager, said, "We'd like to say a big thank you to Eaton Park Miniature Railway for choosing to support our Nook appeal. The continued support is fantastic."
On June the 23rd, Level 1 of the Castle Mall will be transformed into a summer fete for two children's charities. The event is part of Great Ormond Street Hospital's GOSH One Great Day initiative, in which numerous fundraising events will be taking place across the country. The fete will see the mall raising funds for GOSH and Norwich-based children's charity The Hamlet. Among the activities being hosted on the day are cake stalls, an inflatable bowling lane, and balloon modelling. There will also be summer fete favourites such as a tombola, lucky dip, hook a duck, and guess the name of the bear. As well as the fun day, funds will also be boosted by a sponsored walk, in which members of the Castle Mall team will walk the 115 miles from the Mall to Great Ormond Street Hospital in London.